USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House confirms that Hamas operates within several hospitals in Gaza, including Al-Shifa, the city's largest hospital.
We do not support striking a hospital from the air, and we do not want to see a firefight in a hospital where innocent people, helpless people, sick people are simply trying to get the medical care that they deserve.
Patients at the site are trapped due to ongoing fighting and bombardment. According to National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby, Hamas utilizes tunnels beneath the hospital for storing weapons, holding hostages, and is prepared to respond to any Israeli military operation targeting the facility. A coalition of senators from both parties is putting forth a resolution cautioning Iran against escalating the conflict in Gaza. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham explains that the resolution encourages the U.S. to respond with military force if Americans are harmed by Iranian-backed factions in the Middle East, or if Hezbollah initiates a second front against Israel. This development comes in the wake of numerous attacks by Iranian proxies, resulting in injuries to dozens of U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. Tens of thousands are participating in the March of Israel on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Hamas brutally attacked Israel on October 7th.
Hamas wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. So let me be clear. We will never let that happen.
No violence has been reported, although the National Guard has been called in to help. A collision on Interstate 70 in Ohio this morning has left three people dead and over a dozen others injured. The incident occurred when a semi-truck rear-ended a charter bus carrying high school students east of Columbus. The bus was transporting band students and chaperones at the time of the accident. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
The trial resumed earlier today in the case of the man accused of attacking then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer in their San Francisco home. In federal court on Monday, Paul Pelosi called the October 2022 attack brutal and said he remembers waking up in a pool of blood. David DePape has pled not guilty to all charges. The income of a typical home buyer in the U.S. surged last year as home affordability worsened. According to an annual report from the National Association of Realtors, typically home buyers now need $107,000, up from $88,000 last year. The 22% jump was the highest annual increase on record and puts homeowners out of reach for many families in the U.S. Imprisoned music star R. Kelly suing the federal government over allegations that his private information was leaked while he was locked up in Chicago's federal jail. The former R&B entertainer's lawyer filed a federal lawsuit yesterday.
He does not to this day feel comfortable speaking to anyone, including his own lawyers.
Some of the defendants are accused of selling the information to the outside world, including YouTuber Tasha Kay and a Washington Post reporter. Today, the nearly 160,000 members of SAG-AFTRA will begin voting on the terms of a tentative new three-year contract. The tentative deal reached last Wednesday ended the actors' 118-day strike against the major Hollywood studios and streaming companies. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.